I'm going to be continuing tonight, where I stopped on Sunday at Love Assembly Sunday service on Mother's Day. It was Mothering Sunday this past Sunday in the UK. So if you've not listened to the message, please go on our channels, on our Facebook, on our YouTube, and you'll definitely find the messages there. So I'm still going to be talking about discouragement, but tonight I'll be talking about overcoming discouragement with the help of the Holy Spirit. Overcoming discouragement with the help of the Holy Spirit. I've been a believer now for over 30 years, and it's had its ups and downs, but God has been very faithful. But the greatest secret of my life, the greatest secret of my walk with God, is the understanding that God has given me and is still giving me about how important His Spirit is to a believer, about how important the Holy Spirit is to me as a child of God. And so that's where I'm going to be coming from tonight as we look at our main scripture, which is in 2 Kings chapter 6, from verses 1 to 7, about getting back our cutting edge. 2 Kings chapter 6, from verses 1 to 7, tells the story of how the sons of the prophets went out with Elijah and the axe head was lost. And, he cried out for help and help came. And, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I don't know what you're going through, but this message has been in my mind. This is one of the things God has given me, if you want to call it a gift, to be able to, encourage people. And in these times and seasons that we're in, there's a lot of discouragement going on, especially if you have been believing God for something, you're trusting God, you've been praying for a long time for a particular blessing, for something great to happen in your life. And then you think you've almost got it. For some of us, we almost got it and then we lost it. For some people, they've never had it, they're still waiting. So you might be at different stages in your life tonight. You might have lost something. And for some people, it's that they've never even known what that is, because what they've always believed God for, they've not gotten it yet. So I'm just here to encourage you tonight and to, more than ever before, introduce you to this wonderful person called the Spirit of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So we see in 2 Kings chapter 6, from verses 1 to 7, the sons of the prophets going out, like I said. And for us to want to get back our cutting edge, that means we have lost something. For you to want to get back something, that means you've lost something. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So for you to get back, that means you have lost, right? So what have you lost? That's my first question to you tonight. Or what have you never had in the first instance? Like I said, for some of us, it might be that we've never had it. For some of us, we've had it, but we've lost it and we're trying to get it back. So whatever stage you might be in tonight, I'm praying that the Lord God Almighty, more than I can ever do, expand this word to your heart and make you to understand the stage of life where you are at and what you need to do. Many years ago, when I became a believer, I came across some books, and I began to understand how much the Holy Spirit meant to me as a believer. And I began to walk in that knowledge and in that understanding that every single thing I had to do in my life from then on, I did it with asking the Holy Spirit. I never made any decision without asking the Holy Spirit. And when I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, people might be thinking, who is the Holy Spirit? Well, you have the Father, you have Jesus, and then you have the Spirit of God. So it's not lesser than Jesus, it's not lesser than the Father. It's just three dimensions. I don't want to go into theology tonight. No, that's not my aim. My aim and my goal is to introduce the simplest, most humble person to you, who is always by your side, who many of us ignore. We ignore him to our own peril, because the Bible makes us to understand, as we'll see later, that the Holy Spirit is there to help us. And I was saying on Sunday that whatever stage of life you are at right now and things are not working, you need to ask God for help. And when Jesus was leaving in John chapter 14, he introduces someone to us. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send somebody to you. I'm going to send somebody to you who is going to help you. Now, if Jesus is saying to us that he's going to send somebody to us, that he is going, but there's somebody that is going to come, and this person that's going to come is going to be there to help us. It's going to be our comforter. It's going to be our help, our standby, the one who intercedes for us. So Jesus said, I'm going, but it's like somebody better is coming. Somebody that has helped me myself is going to come. I'm going to leave him with you as a gift, and this person is going to be with you forever. That is the Spirit of God. And thank God for the Holy Spirit, because for me personally, I will have missed it so many times in my life. I will have done things that were completely outside of God if not for the Spirit of God. So what I'm trying to say to those of us listening to me right now, and for those who will listen later, is you need the help of the Holy Spirit. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what I was ruminating on tonight? And as I was leaving work and my husband came to pick me, the thought just began to come to my mind. And I was like, and it was like the Holy Spirit was saying to me that, Wura, do you know that people make decisions without me? People pray without asking me how to pray. People pray without asking me what my will is for their lives. And then when they reach the end of their tether, when things start to go wrong, then they remember me. But that's not how the Holy Spirit wants us to relate with him. That's not why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. He said he will always be by our side. He will teach us what to do. He will remind us of things to come. Please, can we bring up John chapter 14? John chapter 14, where the Lord Jesus himself introduces the Holy Spirit to us. He will bring the Spirit of God. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Next verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now, this is the amazing thing. So, don't think, oh, because the world cannot receive him, that means it doesn't exist. That means it's not powerful. That means it's not like Jesus. Because it's the world cannot see him. It's you and I that can see him. Because it's you and I that Jesus has given him as a gift to us. Jesus gave him to us. Jesus introduced him to us. So whoever does not know Jesus cannot know the Holy Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the ones that are the sons of God. So it is Jesus that gave him to us. The world cannot see him. The world cannot know him. But the amazing thing is that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of me. And the Holy Spirit is there to help you. The Holy Spirit is there to help me. So in what area of your life have you lost your cutting edge? Is it in your marriage? Is it in your finances? Is it regarding your health? Is it regarding your children? This is the person that Jesus has given to you to help you. You know, I said something before. I said the Lord was just telling me about how we make decisions outside of him. How we even pray outside of him. What do I mean? So I have a plan for my life, right? And I believe that, oh, by this time next year, I should be in this place. And then I go, Lord, by this time, 2024, I pray that you will help me and I'll be in Manchester in Jesus' name. There's nothing wrong with that prayer. But my question is, and this is how the Holy Spirit helped me to understand. Did I actually ask the Lord where he wants me to be by this time next year before praying that prayer about Manchester? Did I actually ask the Lord, Father, do you want me to be in Manchester Or do you want me to be in Glasgow? Or do you want me to be in London? Or do you want me to remain in Liverpool in 2024? But because I'm tired of Liverpool, I'm tired of the job that I'm doing at the moment. My friends are in Manchester and they are telling me Manchester is better, Manchester is okay. There are churches in Manchester. It's not that the Spirit of God is not in Manchester. It's not that there are no believers in Manchester. No. But there's something about the perfect and absolute will of God for our lives. It doesn't mean that when we are in God's, at the center of God's will, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have struggles and challenges. We will do, but they will be easier to bear because we are being led and directed by the Holy Spirit. So my question is, where you are right now with that situation, with your children, with your husband, with your wife, with your finances, whatever you are believing God for, after tonight's message, I want you to go back to the beginning and begin to ask God, what did that actually ask God? What his plan was for me in this area of my life. I made many mistakes until I realized this. And so every step I took from then on, every step I'm still taking, I always ask the Holy Spirit, is it time? Is this what you want me to do? Lord, is this what you want me to do? Is this where you want me to go? If the Lord says to me no, then it does not matter what anybody else is saying. That is no. And I look silly to people. I might look like I don't know what I'm doing. I might look like I've lost my senses. I might look like I'm not educated. How can I just say where there are prospects, God is saying, don't go there? It's because I have come to walk with the Holy Spirit up to a point that I know when I'm missing it, the Lord will pull me back. I know when I want to do something, I have to ask Him because He's the one that's been is there to help me. So what I'm saying is that the Holy Spirit is there to help us and He's never going to leave us. So why don't we ask Him? So for a few moments right now, I want us to close our eyes and ask God for help. I want you to look inside of yourself right now. Look at that area of your life where you need help. As you're in your homes, you might be in the car, you might be with other people. If you can move away from where people are, that's fine. If you can't, there's something about praying inside of our hearts. All I'm saying is just ask the Lord to help you. Father, help me. For those who might be asking, like children, is the Holy Spirit different from God? No, it's not. It's just God's Spirit. So ask God to help you. Lord, I need your help. If I've gone outside of your will, Lord, bring me back. Help me to understand this area of my life, why things are not working. And sometimes the Lord will say to you, you are doing well, you are fine, it's not yet time. And then you move on with your life, and people are like, why is she happy? Why is he happy when things are not working? But you know that the Spirit of God has spoken to you. And that, you know, all is going to be fine with you. I remember many times where I want to do something and the Holy Spirit would be like, don't do it. I remember one occasion, I had £10 left on me. And I remember coming home and I had planned for that £10. For those that know me, you know, I like my jewelry, I like my bags and my shoes, and I've cornered, you know, when you go window shopping and you've seen this dress somewhere and it's been reduced, and you're like, on my way to church, those were the days when we had Bible studies. So on my way to church, I'll just branch and buy this dress. As I was walking through Liverpool one in this Liverpool city center, going to go and buy this dress that I've been looking out for weeks, I had the Holy Spirit say, Wura, that £10, do not spend it. And I was like, what? This £10? Lord, I, you know, there's something with me. I always joke, and my husband knows this. I always say to God, I say, God, you know, the way God deals with me, I'll be sitting down, just minding my own business, praying for myself. And God will just begin to talk to me about other people. And I'll be like, Holy Spirit, why are you talking to me about other people? Why are you not talking to me about my own life? And the Holy Spirit was like, that 10 pounds, I want you to go and give it to such and such a person because the person is struggling. I was like, ah, Lord, is there no other person on this face of this earth that you could have sent to go and give this person money? Why me? And why my last 10 pounds that I budgeted that I was going to use to buy this dress? And I, you know, when you already picture yourself in the dress, the shoes that you are going to wear with the dress and the bag you are going to carry, and now you are going to walk to church on Sunday. That's me. I'm just buried. That's the way I am. And the Holy Spirit goes, no, that 10 quid is for this person. Go and give it to them. And I was like, okay, Lord. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. So I thank God now, because I can't even remember the person I gave it to, but I remember giving that 10 pounds to that person. And when I gave the person the 10 pounds, number one, it was somebody unexpected, somebody that was not expecting me to give them something. Secondly, it was someone that had nothing at all on them. So that 10 pounds was like 1 million pounds to that person. And, you know, so many times like that where the Spirit of God would just come and say things to me, and then I would do them. And sometimes when I struggle, I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. When I started having my children, when I got married, I was like, Holy Spirit, you know me. You know, I made that statement, it's between me and the Holy Spirit. You people can never understand. You know me. You know the way I was brought up. You know I was daddy's girl. And now I'm getting married. I don't understand this marriage business. Lord, please help me. Help me to be a wife, a godly one. Help me to be a godly mother to my children. I need your help. You know, when we come before God and we acknowledge that we are weak, you know, we acknowledge that we cannot do anything on our own, that is when the Spirit of God comes to help us. So I want you to take this tonight, that every point in my life, no matter how small, no matter how big the problem is, ask the Holy Spirit for help. And it will help you. As the children were telling us on Sunday, you might just pick up your Bible and God will speak to your heart. Or it might be somebody that God will send to you. Or it might be, you know, I was telling the children, you can ask them, one day, years ago in Love Assembly, I wanted a black jacket, right? And I didn't have money to buy one. I couldn't afford to buy one. So I was like, Holy Spirit, you know, I need a black jacket. This is how I am with God. I was like, I need a black jacket. But I don't have the money. Thank you, Lord, for my black jacket. And I left it there. Now, on the 14th of February of that year, I will never forget. Now, that was Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day is Lover's Day, right? Whatever. Okay. And then this married woman, right, walks up to me in church and said, Happy Valentine's Day, Ma. So I was looking at her and I was like, what is going on? Why are you wishing me Happy Valentine's Day? You are in your husband's house. I'm in my husband's house. We were just joking. And he went, I've got something to you, and gave me a gift back. When I got home, lo and behold, it was a black jacket from the most unexpected source on the most unexpected day. You know, because if I was expecting somebody to give me a gift, it would be like, oh, maybe somebody would give me a gift on my birthday or at Christmas or in the new year. You know, and on so many occasions when I've been so weak, like Sarah knows, before I came on this call, I was coughing. And I said, Holy Spirit, help me. I don't want to go on this broadcast and be coughing. Help me. Help me. That is the secret of my life. I'm still growing. I've not tapped into the greatest dimensions of the Holy Spirit. there are still many things for me to tap into, but the little that I've been able to tap into is what I'm sharing with you tonight. The deep dimensions of asking for help from the Spirit of God. Right from the book of Genesis chapter 1, you begin to see the Holy Spirit walk through people, you know, living them in the Old Testament. But when we get to the news with Jesus, with John the Baptist, with all the apostles, we see him. And Jesus introduces him to us in John chapter 14 and says, I am going, but he is coming. And he's going to be with you forever and ever. So why don't we talk to him? Why don't we ask him for help? Why do we go to our pastors and our ministers and those that we trust for help when the greatest person who loves you the most is right by your side? He's dying for you to speak to him. He's itching for you to ask him for help. He is waiting eagerly to hear your voice, to have you ask him questions. Why don't we do it? Because we don't know how powerful he is. The Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is powerful. It's the Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. It's the one that went inside the grave and made sure Jesus got up. Hey, that is the Spirit of God. That is the person that I'm telling you about tonight. That is the one I am introducing to you that will help you. Be real with him. Be practical with him. Let him know. Strip yourself bare. Mama, mommy, pastor, the Holy Spirit know that I'm just wura, that sometimes I'm weak, I can't pray, that sometimes I'm irritated, that sometimes I'm sad, that sometimes I'm depressed, so sometimes I'm not happy. He knows, and he gives me the strength to stand up and do the things that I want to do. He gives me the strength to stand up in my places of assignment as a pastor, as a wife, as a mother. He gives me that strength. When people think I'm strong, I know that I am not strong. But there's somebody that makes me strong. There's somebody that wipes away my tears. There's somebody that helps me, that provides for me, that makes sure I don't lack anything good. That wipes away my tears when there are challenges in my marriage, in the lives of my children, when we have tried everything and it seems like nothing is working, that it seems as if we've come to the end of the road. That is the person that is helping us in Love Assembly. He's the one that I've come to introduce to you tonight. Some people will say that I pray. You don't know that I don't pray. I cannot pray without the help of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that puts this inside of me. Is the fire inside of my belly. Without him, I am absolutely nothing. He's the one that has my life in his hands. He's the one that is helping me and strengthening me. And sometimes I want to say things and the Holy Spirit shuts my mouth and says, go and sit down. Don't talk. Ura, don't say a word to this person. You are angry with this person, but don't say a word. And at that time, I want to say something. At that time, I want to just release that word. At that time, I just want to be myself. And the Holy Spirit will be like, I'm in control of your life, girl. I'm in control of your tongue. I'm in control of your destiny. You can't just answer this person back. You can't say what you want to say. And then I stop. Because the one who loves me the most has told me to stop. And I'm telling you, most of the time, see, I've got my notes here. The Holy Spirit is just taking me in another direction. Most of the time, the person that I was about to give it to, in another 1 year, in another 2 years, in another 3 years, that same person becomes the greatest blessing of my life. And I see the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in telling me to shut it when I wanted to speak. I see the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in telling me, do not be angry with this person. Remember when Jesus was introducing him in John chapter 14, in 16, 17, he was telling us, he said, he will remind you of things to come. Sometimes he reminds us of things to come. Sometimes he doesn't, because he knows the things to come. God knows that in another 3 or 4 years, or 5 years, the person I wanted to be angry with is going to be the one that is going to bless me. But if I had been angry at them at that time, there's no way they will bless me in another 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. So it is the Holy Spirit that is the strength of my life. I am not strong. I'm very weak. You know, sometimes I want to talk and the Holy Spirit will be like, no, don't talk. The Holy Spirit will be like, just pick your bag and just walk away. And then sometimes I'm like, Lord, I look like a fool. And the Holy Spirit will be like, it is better to look like a fool. It is better to look like a fool. You've done very well, my girl. You are not looking like a fool to me. You are looking like a godly woman. And I'll be like, Holy Spirit, but this person hurts me. And he will say, I know. I will comfort you. Let it go. So the person who is going to help you to get your cutting edge back is the Spirit of God. And it's the least person we go to. We'll have gone to our pastors who are themselves struggling. I've just told you I struggle. My husband struggled. We are all human. But the Holy Spirit is God. He is God. He knows the end from the beginning. So from now on, if you've made any decision without him, that's fine. You see, this is not a judgmental message. Don't beat yourself up about it. Go back to him and ask him, Holy Spirit, in this area of my life, this is what I thought. This is what I thought I should have done by this time. These are the goals I made for myself, that by now I should be here, I should be there. But that is not happening. This is how I thought my marriage should be. This is how I thought my husband should behave. But he is not behaving like that. Instead of me getting angry with him, and I have every single right to, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do about my marriage? Instead of me comparing my wife or my husband or my children to other people, what do you want me to do with this issue? This is what I've done so far. So I bring everything before you tonight, Spirit of the Most High God. I bring everything before you tonight. This is where I'm at. I thought by now I should be married. Okay, Holy Spirit, this and this and this and this and this are the things I've written down, I've prayed about. Did I pray wrongly? You're asking God a question. Somewhere in the book of Isaiah, God says, ask me, come, let us reason together. Asking God questions is different from questioning God. Questioning God is when you are criticizing God and you are complaining. But asking questions, Mary asked him questions. He asked Gabriel, said, how can these things be? Did God kill her? No. How can these things be? Knowing that I do not know a man. She was just asking for clarity. Go to the Holy Spirit and ask for clarity. Simples, like that advert will say. What is that advert again?
Compare the markets.com.
Simples. Ask the Holy Spirit for clarity. You are not clear. And we begin to struggle and struggle and struggle. And we're serving God, you know. We're serving God with all our might, with every single thing that is inside of us. We are praying, we are fasting, but we are not clear. Because we don't know how to ask. It's no big deal. Lord, help me. I'm not clear about why my life is like this. Show me why my life is like this. I need clarity. How can these things be? That's what Mary said. You're saying to me, I'm going to get pregnant. How am I going to get pregnant without knowing a man? And the Lord did not chastise her for it. The Lord actually explained to her what was going to happen to her. And she accepted it. And she received it. She followed the instructions, even though it must have been terrible.
But at the end of the day, she gave birth to the Savior of the world. So what I'm saying tonight is, ask God for help. Ask him for clarity. It's your father. People, if you go to probably your pastors, I know my husband and I will not, but if you go to your pastors or to man, or even we at times might do it, because we're all human, people might be like, ah, but I thought by now you should have some basic understanding, you know, about how God works. So you're still asking these questions. Human beings may say that to you, but the Holy Spirit will never say that to you. The most basic of questions from tonight about your life, begin to ask him for clarity. Lord, do I stay here? Do I need to move? What about marriage? What about my children? What about my business? What about my job? Lord, I need you. Secondly, as I was thinking today, the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about, you know, when a husband and a wife are believing God for things. And the Holy Spirit was saying to me that there is the place, definitely, for agreement. But, you know, sometimes we say we agree when we don't agree. Because one party has heard the Lord speak and the other party has not. So I'm speaking to couples for the next 1 or 2 minutes. If there's anything you said as a man or as a woman to your spouse and they've said, okay, fine, go and ask them again if they agreed. Secondly, you will find that sometimes, it might not be all the time, that they have not agreed with you. Both of you go back to God separately. These are my musings. These are the things that the Spirit of God was revealing to me. Go back to God separately on the same matter and pray. Ask him to speak to both of you separately and then come back together and say, what did God say to you? What did God say to me? And then we'll bring it together and we'll find a way of making it work. Because the Lord is making me to, Holy Spirit, help me. The Lord is making me to understand that that is the reason why some things are not working with some couples in our midst. I don't know who you are. Some names are coming to my mind, but I'm online. I'm not going to say anything. And I'm not going to say anything to anyone unless the Holy Spirit wants me to. But what I'm beginning to understand, that the Holy Spirit is making me to understand, is that it's as if the husband is saying, is this person of faith, 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 faith. And his wife is like, I just have to go with him. I just have to go with what he's saying. But I'm not really understanding. I don't really agree. I think we should go in this other direction. And the Lord will make it clearer to the two of you. So clarity is very, very important. And when we agree. It's not because one party has seen it, God has said it to one party, the other person does not understand, the other party has not had God speak to them. It's just like when somebody says to you, oh, God says you are my wife. That's very good. But God has not told me you are my husband. And until God tells me, I'm not going to agree. Because how can I marry you based on God talking to you alone? When it's going to be the two of us that is going to be in this relationship? And even after marriage, it's like that. Sometimes you see the husbands are like, or the wives are like, faith, 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 faith. And the other person is like, I don't understand. I think we should go in this direction. You're like, just agree with me. Just agree with me. And for the sake of peace, the person will say, okay, I agree with you. But deep down inside, they don't. So for couples, go back and ask your spouse, did you really agree with me? Or you just said it for the sake of peace? Okay, let's go back to God. Like I said, there's no need to be beating yourself up about anything. I'm still learning. Every day, I'm still learning. Ask my husband. Before we got married, my goodness, because I was spoiled. I was daddy's girl. I never apologized to anybody. It's not in me. I just feel like people should be the one apologizing to me. Like the world revolved around me, because anything I wanted from my dad, I got. And then the Holy Spirit started. It was like, Hura, you can't go into marriage with this attitude. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. So I had to ask the Holy Spirit to help me. So whatever area you need your cutting edge back tonight, whatever it is that you have lost, please go back to the Holy Spirit and ask him for help. He doesn't talk to pastors alone. He talks to all of us. I'm precious in his sight. You watching, whether you're watching us for the first time, whether you're just learning about God, or you've known about God for like 25 or 30 or 50 years, every one of us, from the littlest of the children in Love Assembly all over the world, the Adises, the Davids, you know, the Chisholms, the Naras, every child, every adult, wherever you are, no matter where you are coming from, no matter what your past might have been, no matter what has happened in your life, in your marriage, God loves you. The Holy Spirit wants to fellowship with you. The Holy Spirit wants to be with you. The Holy Spirit has been given to you. So for me to be talking like this is because I have learned it. It's a learning thing. I've learned what it means to fellowship with the Spirit of God. I've learned what it means to ask the Holy Spirit for direction concerning every area of my life. I've asked the Holy Spirit to the way I put on my clothes, to the, what I wear. And sometimes when I don't want to listen, my beloved husband of 25 years is there for the Holy Spirit to use to put me back into action. To the way I style my hair, to the way I relate to people. Some people might see me as quiet. That's just me. That's just the way I am. In my quietness, I might not talk to you, but in my quietness, I'm praying for you. I might not come and say hello all the time, but I'm praying. And sometimes the Lord will reveal things to me, and I'll be like, Holy Spirit, do you want me to tell this person, or do you want me to pray? And the Holy Spirit will be like, write it down. Don't say anything for now. When that time comes, then you will say it. I've always been a very reflective person, very quiet. Before I knew Christ, very shy. After I knew Christ, still shy. But even better still now that I've known Christ, I'm still learning to know him more, because I've not known him at all. I'm still learning. I'm still quiet. But in my quietness, I'm learning to love myself. Because I know that I can never bless somebody else if I don't love myself. I can never be a blessing to somebody else if I don't accept myself the way God has made me. Sometimes God tells me, Wura, you have to come out of your shell. And I do. Wura, you have to do this. And I do. But what I'm trying to say is that loving yourself comes from knowing the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has helped me to be secure in myself. My confidence comes from the Holy Spirit. My strength comes from the Holy Spirit. My beauty comes from the Holy Spirit. The way I speak, I had to learn how to speak right. It came from the Holy Spirit helping me. I had to learn how to relate with people when I became a pastor's wife. Right after I got married, it was the Holy Spirit helping me. I had to learn what it means to be a mother, to be a pastor's wife. I had to learn what it means to juggle ministry together with raising children in a country where God was not maturing anymore. I had to learn what it means to stay in the background, as people would say, for years. Raising my children, knowing fully well that my sons are my greatest ministry. If I can win these two, if these two get married, become godly husbands to godly women, raising godly children and grandchildren, if I don't win anybody else to the Lord will say to me, Wura, well done, when I get to heaven. So I had to be in the background for years doing that. And people ask me, why are you not ministering alongside your husband? Why are you not going to all these places alongside your husband? Many years ago, I came across a wise woman. And I'm going to look for them tonight. They came to minister in Love Assembly years ago, the husband and the wife. And the wife pulled me aside and she said to me, Wura, listen. Your sons are your greatest ministry. She said, if you can just give yourself some years to raise them up, if you can just back off from ministry, not jumping up and down. She said, I did the same thing. My sons are now in their 40s, and I'm raising my grandchildren alongside their wives together the same way. My sons are serving the Lord. And that is because I took time when my husband was ministering around the place to just stay. And this wise woman said to me, the Holy Spirit is saying the same to me, Wura. This is what you need to do. My sons were under 10 years old then when this woman said this to me. And I made up my mind. I said I was going to stay back. I was going to go into the background. And this is something my husband and I decided before anyway. But God brought this woman again to confirm it to me. And so for years, I never ministered in Love Assembly. I stayed behind. I wasn't going for conferences. It was intentional. It was intentional. It was because I was raising men. And I needed to be there. I needed to be very present. The jobs I was doing, they were intentional jobs. They were jobs that I didn't have to go to work on weekends. I needed to be with my sons. I needed to be able to go to their school for meetings if their dad could not be there. I needed to be at home if their dad could not be there. That was the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gave me. And that is the wisdom that the Holy Spirit is able to release to everybody tonight. I'm no more special than you. I'm just somebody who has been able to, with the little he has shown me, to tap into this person, to walk alongside this person that God has given to me as a gift. There are so many things that God said to me. Some of them have come to pass, some of them have not. And I'm waiting for them to come to pass. This is because I know whom I have believed. That is the strength of my life. When I lost my daughter, when our daughter went to be with the Lord, it was tough. But God told me, she's fine. She's with me. She's secure. You will see her again. Just make sure that you walk with me until you see her again. And if you've heard me talk, I've said that the first two people I want to see, the first person I want to see when I get to heaven is Jesus. The next person is my daughter. Because I know she's there. So thank you, Izupe Umrem. Complimentary, not competing. Husband and wife, there's no need to compete. It's teamwork. Now, my children are in their 20s. Glory be to God. They're doing fine. They're independent on their own. I'm still praying for them. I've not stopped praying. But I can do some things now that I couldn't do then. I made the sacrifices then, so that I could be free now. The things that God has helped us to plant in them, my husband and myself, now we can do what we want to do with the help of God, because we know that they are believers. They know God for themselves, not because they are pastor's children, but because the Holy Spirit has helped us to bring them up to know the Lord for themselves, to be able to survive in this world by themselves. So what am I saying tonight, my brothers and my sisters, my mommies and my aunties, everybody watching me, we need the help of the Spirit of God. In your marriage, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You might think you are a good wife. It's the Holy Spirit that will tell you that you are a good wife. You might think you are a patient sister to your siblings. It's the Holy Spirit that will tell you you are not patient. You might think you are very quiet. The Holy Spirit will tell you that you are just quiet, but you are very proud. And the Holy Spirit will begin to bring out the things to you that you need to deal with. It will begin to bring them out. If, like I was saying on Sunday, I don't know if I said it, but I wrote that in my notebook, that when we go to God and we are asking Him to help us, let us be neutral in our hearts. Come before Him empty, as if you don't know anything, and ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you. For all that God has done through me, in me, in the lives of my children, I do not lay any claim to it. The glory goes to the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, I would not be who I am. Without the Holy Spirit, I would not have been here tonight. I might not even be saved. He is the one that has helped me to stand, and he's the one that I've come to introduce to you tonight, as the one who will help you to get back your cutting edge in your marriage, in your life, in your health, concerning your career, whatever it is that you're believing in for. The Holy Spirit is the one who will help you. I always say to mothers, one of the things that I regret, but thank God for his mercy, is that I didn't go part-time with work when I was raising my children, but God is faithful. If you have children under 10 anywhere in the world and you're working full-time, I'm not making a doctrine out of it, but what I'm saying is that you see those children, people might be saying, you're not doing any work, you're not doing any ministry. Thank you, James Mulero. Family itself is a mission field. It is. Your children are your church. People are saying you can't preach. Preach to your sons. Preach to your daughters. Preach to your children. Preach to them. As a single person, find out what God's plan for your life is. Find out what it means to love yourself. Enjoy your own company. Because marriage, there are many lonely people. Lonely married people. Yes, it's a thing. God is asking you to come to you for help. God is not going to go around with the last week and say, hey, come and see. This guy is asking me for help. After being in Love Assembly for 15 years, God is not a man. God doesn't think like that. It's not like your earthly father. He is not. He's asking you to come to him for help because he wants to help you, because he loves you, because he has the best of your interests at heart. That is why he's asking you for help. He's not asking you to come to him for help so that I can shame you like human beings will do and say, if not for me. Have you ever seen in the Bible somewhere where God said, if not for me, you will not be alive? God knows that if not for him, but he will never say that to you because he's not a man. It's men that think like that. So ask God for help. Your children are there. Read the Bible to them. Bring them up in the way of the Lord. Talk to them. Ask God for help. Find out what God has called you to do. In your place of work, ask God for help. You are in a new place. Ask him for help. Things are not working. Ask him for help. Things are working. Ask him for help. You cannot pray. Ask him for help. People do not understand you. Ask him for help. People are judging you. Ask him for help. People are like, why are you like this? Ask him for help. Some of us are quiet like me. Some people are not quiet. Be authentic in who God has made you to be. You see, the way you are, right? Is the way God wants you to be. Because there are some people that God has sent you to that need you the way you are. So don't change and say you want to become like Pastor Wura and become quiet. No. This is me. I'm like this because this is the way God wants me to be. And at times it can take me out of there. So what I'm trying to say is be secure in yourself. Clarify from God what he wants you to do. As parents, help your children to be authentic. Let us bring up our daughters. Love your daughters. Take them out. Buy things for them. Love them. Dote on them. So that no man will come and mess them up. They'll be like, what do you want to give me? What love and attention do you want to give me that my dad has not given me? Our sons, let us raise them up as godly men. Applaud them. Apologize to your children as parents when you are wrong. Apologize to them. Let them know you love them. Let them know you care for them. Even when sometimes you say to them, you can't do this, you can't do that. They might not see it. Some of us will agree with me. When our parents used to say things to us years ago, we used to be like, oh, no. I'm an adult. You can't talk to me like that. But years later, you thank them for the things they said. So your children might not agree with you now, but say whatever you need to say. Be firm. Let there be boundaries. Listen to them. Don't tell them, keep quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. The children of nowadays know what they're talking about. Listen to your children. I remember one of my sons said something to me years ago. He said, I'm not going to mention the name of who said what. So said, you like this person more than me. The person knows themselves. And do you know what I decided to do? One son told me that I like the other son more than him. So you know what I decided to do? One day, I now said to the one that thought I liked the brother more than him, let's go we're going out, he will remember. And then we went to Asda. he will remember. And then we sat down and we had breakfast. And he was like, oh, why are we having breakfast? It's not my birthday. And I was like, yeah, it's not your birthday. He said, Mom, what's going on? Why have you brought me to have breakfast with me? It's not my birthday. It's not any... And where is this other person? I said, well, he's at home with Dad because I wanted to spend time with my son. And just to let you know that I love you. And I love you both. That is something I had to do as a mother. So what am I saying tonight? Whatever area of your life, you need help. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Sarah is there. I have like 20 scriptures that I've wrote down. The Holy Spirit has just taken me in a completely different direction. I'm a child of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I'm a daughter of the Holy Spirit. I do not care what people think of me. As long as the Holy Spirit is helping me, come on, I will do whatever he says. I don't care if people say, oh, she's not anointed. It's because she didn't prepare scriptures. That's why she's talking like this. My helper knows that I made notes. My helper knows that I've been thinking about tonight. And my helper decided that, girl, this is the direction I want you to go tonight because there is somebody that needed to hear what I wanted you to say. So I pray that the Spirit of God will help you. Let there be clarity. You know, ask him for help as a couple. As if you move to a new city, ask God, Lord, this moving to this new city, did we run away from where we ran away from? Or was it you? But Lord, we are here now. And God is able to make everything to work around together for your good. As long as we are clear and we are open with him. As we round up tonight, I just want us to pray. I want you to begin to ask for the Holy Spirit's help. You can hear me, but I can't hear you. But the Spirit of God can hear you. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. This is happening in the life of my children. I don't understand why this is happening. I have tried everything humanly possible to bring up these children. I pray for these children. Why is this happening to my child? Holy Spirit, help me to understand what is going on. I need your help with my marriage. I think I'm a good wife, but it's obviously I am not because the way my husband is reacting. I think I'm a good husband, but it's obvious I'm not because of the way my wife is saying things. I think I'm a good mother, a good father, but the way my children talk about me, I don't think so. Why are my children like this? Why is my health like this? Why is my job like this? Why can't I make a headway? Why am I still struggling with sin? Holy Spirit, help me. Lord God Almighty, help every one of us, Lord. I pray for myself, for everyone watching tonight, everyone watching from whatever part of the world they are watching from. Father, you know the struggles in the hearts of your people tonight, from the United Kingdom to the shores of the United States of America, to Europe, to Africa, to all the continents of the earth, wherever your children are watching from or will be watching from later. Lord, I pray for everyone who will listen to this broadcast. Oh God, I ask that you help them. I ask for your help for them. I ask that they will avail themselves of the help of the Holy Spirit that has always been there, that has constantly been there, that has always been there ever since they came to know you. That as they hook up onto you, as they get close to you, as they begin to ask you, Lord, for help, Lord, you begin to give them directions. And as you begin to give them directions, Father, they will begin to obey you and do whatever you tell them to do because your commandments, Lord, are not grievous. Thank you, Jesus. As your children begin to obey you, as they begin to ask you for help, there'll be healing, there'll be salvation, there'll be deliverances, problems that have been there for years, oh God, will be solved in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Holy Spirit, we thank you, we look up unto you, we look up unto you, Spirit of the Most High God, even to the youngest of the children. I ask for a deep profound understanding in the name of Jesus. And more than I can ever say, Spirit of the Most High God, you will help the children to know what to do. You will help the children to know what to say. You will help us as adults, as parents, as husbands and wives, as your sons and your daughters. You will help us to know how to navigate life from now on as we ask for your help. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping every single one of us. Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for helping me tonight. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit.